time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome to Historic Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City. It's the semifinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament in the men's bracket. And for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men, they come in with a 25-3 record. They're seeded number one in this tournament. They face the number four seed in Central Oklahoma. They come in at 20-9 on the season. These two teams have faced each other once before that back in Bearcat Arena back in early January and in Central and Northwest Missouri State coming up at that win over Central Oklahoma at that particular time. Again, with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, Northwest Missouri State coming off a good win last night over Pittsburgh State.
Yeah, very solid play, and I think the big key was the coaching staff telling Northwest what they needed to do going into that game to win that game, and they did it. The defensive rebounding against a very good rebounding Pittsburgh State team, holding them to just one offensive rebound through the entire game, and that didn't happen until there was 3:30 left in the game. So Cats doing a great job on the boards, and tonight they'll have to do that again and just continue to play good defense. You know, they held this Broncos team to just 12 first-half points in that meeting you were just talking about, and if they can do that again tonight, they'll be playing on Sunday.
And for Central Oklahoma, coming off a win last night over Central Missouri in the final quarterfinal game of the session last evening. So, should be a good matchup tonight, Northwest and Central Oklahoma. We'll be back and have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Northwest and Central Oklahoma going through their pregame warm-ups. And Matt, one thing from last night's game that came out, we saw the reemergence of Chris Ebuendel after missing a couple of games with that ankle injury. You could tell it bothered him just a little bit, but he stepped up and had a pretty good game last night.
Yeah, and he's just in front of us right now warming up. And, you know, one of the concerns when you're playing on back-to-back nights and you've battling an injury, especially like with an ankle, is it getting tight and then the next day being a little bit tough to recover from. Looks like he's moving pretty well, not moving perfectly, but he's going to be able to go tonight. You know, when he's on the floor, he's going to give it his all.
The winner of this game will get Washburn. Was defeated Fort Hays State just prior to this matchup. Washburn jumped out to an early lead and just cruised to the victory over Fort Hays State, winning that one 77-53.
Yeah, I think Hays may have been a little out of gas. They had a great game when they matched up in the quarterfinals and were able to come back and get a win over Missouri Southern, the number two seed. in an upset yesterday, so in overtime. So I think that took a lot out of them, and it kind of showed on the floor tonight.
Reminder, this segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and Kansas City Beer Company founder Steve Hawley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame before this evening's semifinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament in Kansas City. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, coming off a good win last night over Pittsburgh State, one of those games where you just had to gut it out all the way to the end.
Yeah, I thought Pitt State played really well defensively and offensively. Hit a lot of tough shots. I thought we did a good job of rebounding and increasing our possessions, both offensively and then defensively. I thought we rebounded well as well, which was good to see because we hadn't done it great up to that point. So, you know, hopefully tonight we can do much of the same.
I thought one of the keys to the game, and really no surprise for Northwest, though we fell behind early in that game, but just didn't panic, very patiently got back in the ball game, and then by the end of getting halftime had the lead and never let them take the lead back in the second half.
Yeah, I knew our defense would come through eventually, and I knew we'd find ways to score, and we did. Second half, again, I didn't think we played overly well, but I thought we played really hard, and so if you play hard, you give yourself a chance to win, and that's what we did.
Well, tonight you've got Central Oklahoma. Just talk a little bit about Central Oklahoma the second time around.
Big physical team. They go inside. They pound you inside. They try to defend, slow it down, get after the O boards. They're going to be a tough team for us.
Have they changed any since that first meeting?
No, not at all. They're the same team, and we just need to be better than we were the first time.
Yeah, the first time, one thing, though, especially the first half, did such a great job defensively against them in that first half.
Yeah, we did. They had 12 points. I'm sure they'll remember that, though, so that might be the issue. We'll hopefully be ready to go and keep them close to that.
All right, and get some other keys for tonight.
Just rebound the basketball, play with the extreme intensity and toughness, and things should go well.
All right, Ben, good luck.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back at the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 1-800-275-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City, Northwest Missouri State, and Central Oklahoma. The final game of the evening session of semifinal round action here at the MIAA postseason tournament. Again, earlier this evening, it was the Washburn Ichabods with a win over Fort Hays State, 77-53, as they've moved into the championship game, which will be played at 3:15 tomorrow afternoon. And the winner of this matchup gets Washburn again tomorrow afternoon. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. If we look at the starting lineups for Northwest Missouri State, Chris Ebuendow moving back into the starting lineup this evening. He played last night after coming back from that ankle injury, but did not start as Ryan Hilty got the start, but Endow listed as a starter this evening. A 6'7 senior from Stavanger, Norway, averaging just under 14 points and just over 7 rebounds a game. He's fifth in the MIAA in rebounding, and in last night's game, he ended up with 10 points and 6 rebounds coming off the bench. At the point guard, Justin Pitts, a 5'10 senior of Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging 19 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's second in the MIAA in scoring. Also fifth in field goal shooting percentage and fourth in free throw shooting percentage coming into this matchup. Also fifth in steals and third in the conference in assists at 4.6 per game. Earlier this week, named MIAA Player of the Year for the third straight season. Xavier Kurthedegaard, a 6'4 senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. Kurtho has really come on offensively. The last couple of games in double figures, he had 14 points last night to go along with 6 rebounds. And in the matchup last Saturday with Lincoln in Jefferson City, also had a 14-point performance there. Joey Witt is starting at a 4, a 6'7 junior from Chanhousen, Minnesota, and Minnesota State, averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds a game. He had 9 points in last night's win over Pittsburgh State. Or actually, that was in the matchup with last meeting with this Central Oklahoma team. Last night, he had just 2 points in that game against Pittsburgh State, but 9 points against Central Oklahoma. And the Bearcat win back in December at Bearcat Arena. Inside is Brett Doherty, a 6'7 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 11 points and 4 rebounds a game. Last night, he had 12 points and 6 boards to go along with 8 assists in the Bearcats' win over Pittsburgh State. As we look at Central Oklahoma, their lineup will look like that. This is a three-guard lineup, and they will have Jordan Hiphill at one of their guard spots, a 6'5 freshman from Rogers, Arkansas, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds. He had 20 points last night in their win over Central Missouri. Marquise Grayson starting at a guard, a 6'2 senior from Tomball, Texas, a transfer from Albany University, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds a game. He had 10 points last night. Also an honorable mention, all-NCAA performer, and leads their team in scoring at 12.1 points per game. Another guard is Marquise Johnson, a 5'8 sophomore out of Bethany, Oklahoma, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds a game. And a forward is Corbin Byford, a 6'6 senior from Belma, Oklahoma, a transfer from Oral Roberts. He's averaging 12 points and 7 rebounds a contest. Last night, he had 15 points and 14 rebounds. Again, in the win over Central Missouri. He's a second-team All-NCAA performer this season. Inside is Jake Hammond, a 6'9 senior from Comanche, Oklahoma, a transfer from Nebraska, averaging 9 points and 6 rebounds a contest. When you look at last night's win for Central Oklahoma over Central Missouri, that was a 72-68 final score. And for the Broncos, all 5 players who started were in double figures, but the Broncos did not get any points from their bench in last night's win over the Mules. Bearcats coming out that win over Pittsburgh State, 79-73. They come into this game ranked 7th nationally in the NABC poll. They're first in the Central Region. Also, when you look at some of the stats nationally, Bearcats first in the defensive scoring, giving up just 59.4 points per game. 6th in scoring margin, as they're outscoring their opponents by 16.4 points per contest. They're also 8th in turnover margin and 1st in the NCAA Division II stats with fewest turnovers this season. In for Northwest, the Central Oklahoma team, they'll face Washburn tomorrow afternoon in a 3:15 tip-off. Should be the Bearcats who will win this one tonight. We'll be on there at 2:55 with our pregame tomorrow afternoon. Washburn with that win over Fort Hays State earlier, 77-53. Brady Skeen scored 24 points to lead the Ichabods to victory. This afternoon in the semifinals of the women's bracket, it was Lindenwood with a win over Missouri Western, 59-41. Also, Fort Hays State a win over Pittsburgh State, 52-46. So tomorrow's championship game set in the women's bracket will be a 1 o'clock tip-off where Lindenwood will meet Fort Hays State. Our check of MIAA, underwritten by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services available by mosaiclifecare.org. Be back and get ready for the tip-off tonight's game between Northwest and Central Oklahoma in the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, it's Northwest Missouri State and Central Oklahoma in the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament on the men's side of the bracket. Mark McWhorter, I'm John Coffey. Kramer Sansone is their studio engineer. And Northwest comes in the number one seed in this tournament. They're 25-3 on the season. Central Oklahoma is the number four seed at 20-9. Bearcats ranked number one in the Central region. And for Central Oklahoma, they're ranked number nine in the rankings coming into this weekend. And McWhorter, this Bronco team just on the outside looking in to get into the NCAA Division II tournament.
Yeah, I would think that the way they're looking at it is they need to at least win this game and get into the championship game to have a shot at maybe sneaking in. They probably, as a coaching staff, are telling them you're just going to have to flat out win the tournament to get in to try to motivate them to win the tournament. But they're going to face a tough challenge tonight for the Bearcats.
And for the Bearcats, coming out that win last night over Pittsburgh State, 79-73. Just as a associate head coach Austin Myers stated in the post-game interview last night, an ugly game, but Northwest did just what they needed to do to come up with a win.
Yeah, they took, you know, the parts of the game that were a little bit ugly for Northwest, they were able to get away with, but the things that they needed to do to get that win last night, those parts of the game were just fine, and they took care of business where they needed to be able to pull off that victory against the Gorillas.
I mentioned at the start of the pregame, Northwest defeated Central Oklahoma in the first meeting back in early December, and early in the conference season. It was a 60-47 win for Northwest, and as you mentioned, Matt, Northwest held Central Oklahoma to just 12 points in the first half. A heck of a defensive effort in that game, and Coach Ben McCollum talked in the pregame interview about that as well, saying he's sure that Central Oklahoma has that in the back of their mind as they come out for this first half.
Yeah, it's embarrassing to score just 12 points and a half, and so they're going to keep that in their minds. They're going to have that, I'm sure, as a motivating factor here tonight.
Before we get to the tip-off, this pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gordon, one of the interesting stats from last night's game for Central Oklahoma. All five of the Broncos starters were in double figures, but they did not get one single point from their bench last night.
Yeah, and that's something that you really need, especially in a tournament setting where you're playing on three straight days. Your bench needs to be productive. Because you can't rely on your starters. Your legs are going to get tired. You're going to get tired mentally if you know that you've got to be one of the guys that absolutely has to score. So bench production is huge in a tournament setting like this with such quick turnarounds.
Bearcats and Broncos coming out at midcourt. Northwest in their white uniforms with the gray numerals trimmed in green. And for Central Oklahoma, kind of a gunpowder look for their dark jerseys with the Central Oklahoma. And their numerals are across the chest in dark blue, trimmed in yellow. And we are ready to go. Officials for today's game, John Hendricks along with John Moore and Greg Collada. Doherty to jump center for Northwest. And he'll jump it up against Jake Kevin of Central Oklahoma. And the Broncos win the tip as they go from our left to our right from our vantage point at Municipal Auditorium. Out to the top of Key Grayson, looks off the left side to the left wing. And with the dribble left side is Marcus Johnson. Dribble between the circles, looks to the right wing, gets it to Grayson. Right-handed dribble expires it, brings it out to the top of the key for Hammond. And to the left corner the pass goes as they get it for Hemphill. Lobs it low left side as they try to post up. Shot clock at 3 seconds. taking it into the lane, little right-handed hook shot is short. It was taken by Hemman, and the rebound is all the way out near the scores table off the right side, and it goes to Justin Fitz, as he'll take it across the timeline. Game just underway. Fitz looks right side for Endow, getting the start tonight. And still nursing that ankle injury from a couple weeks ago. Off the left side goes for Wittes, left for Fitz. Fitz will take it to the top of the key, behind the back with his dribble. Now we'll go through the lane, dribble right side, puts a pass right corner for Wittes. Now back out to Fitz with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Fitz penetrates the lane, little floater inside is good. And Justin gets the Bearcats out to a 2-0 lead. Off of the left side, Hemphill. Dribbles left wing, out between the circles, being chased by Endell. Out of the Bearcats man-to-man defense. Left side pass goes for Grayson. Dribbles between the circles, out front right side, Byford. Hands off, gets it for Hemphill, dribbles down the lane, now back out to the right wing. Spires his dribble, lobs it low right side for Byford. Closing up with Doherty, spins in the lane, right-handed shot, too hard, rebound in the lane goes to Doherty. And Northwest will take it on offense, across midcourt, right side goes Pitts. Dribble to the right wing, to the free throw line, through the lane, back out left wing for Wittes, quick touch pass right for Doherty. Now to Kurth out front, left for Pitts. Puts it out top for Wittes. Down the lane he goes off the right side. Spins left in the lane with the left-hander. Shot off the glass. Won't go. And he'll get called for a travel violation. And the turnover goes to Central Oklahoma. A 2-0 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. 18:07 left in the first half. Marcus Johnson walks it across midcourt. Takes it top the key. Dribbles to the left wing. Steps back left side. Between the circles for Grayson. Dribbles right side to the wing. Pulls up, out to the top of the key for Hammond. Scoops the handoff left side for Hemphill. And the right side, now a three put up, and it's good as the ball went rolling to Grayson. Grayson hits the three off the right wing, and it's a 3-2 game. The Broncos in front of the Bearcats. Gets across midcourt, finds in down, now to Wittes. To the left wing, Fitz dribbles through the lane, scoops the pass out front right side. Wittes with a three attempt, too hard. The long rebound right side, Kurth brings it back to Wittes. Now finds Pitts between the circles. Northwest down by 1-3-2. Pitts to the left wing, sets up, wants the three. It's off the back of the rim. The long rebound, the elbow right side. Kurth once again finds Wittes, and now to Pitts, and the Bearcats will set up the offense once again. Wittes back to Pitts, left wing. Drives the lane left side to the bucket, lays it up, and the shot is rejected by Hemman and is picked up by the Broncos on the fast break. Long pass out of bounds as it's knocked out of bounds by Endow. So Central Oklahoma inbound baseline left. The Central Oklahoma team will block a lot of shots. They lead them by double and block shots coming into this evening's matchup. And that last time, a block of a Pitts layup.
And that coming over from the help side defense as well.
3-2 game, Northwest Missouri State trails. Out front left side, Byford. Spins down the lane on Doherty underneath the bucket. Doherty slaps the ball out of bounds.
He felt like he had slapped it off of Byford's leg and out of bounds, but the official was right there and says Central Oklahoma ball.
So the inbound baseline left with 21 seconds on the shot clock. The inbound goes into the left corner to the left baseline and bringing out left side with the dribble is Grayson. They'll swing it right side, Hemphill. Dribbles between the circles, chased by Endow. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. Out to the top of the key. Johnson with the jumper off the left side. Won't go, and the rebound inside and down for Northwest. Cats picking up where they left off on the defensive boards last night against Pittsburgh State, limiting Central Oklahoma so far to one shot each trip down. Pitts to the left wing, through the lane, out front right side for Wittes, back to Pitts. Pitts it back to Wittes, left wing. He'll drive the lane to the bucket off the right side. Shot blocked out of bounds, and it belongs to Northwest Missouri State.
A little bit of a groan from the Bearcat crowd there as Wittes was knocked to the floor and slid about 3 feet.
Hammond and Byford there on the defense for the Broncos. Wittes and Kurth go to the sideline. Welty into the ballgame for Northwest. He's joined by Hawkins, who comes in for the Cats as well. Low right side, Doherty. Dribbles with the left-handed lane. Goes in the left corner. Hawkins sets up with a three-pointer tip. Rattles around and out of the rebound to Welty. Brings it back out. Northwest doing a good job on the offensive boards as well early on. A 3-2 game, the Broncos in front of the Bearcats. Fitz dribbles left wing. Back pedals with the dribble. Near the left sideline, now through the lane to the bucket. Up for the shot, won't go. Bumped as he went up for that shot in the lane. And this will get Justin to the free throw line. Fouled by Fabian Glasgow. It just checked into the ballgame for Central Oklahoma. Northwest down by 1-3-2 with 15:52 left in the game. Breaking the action, and we'll be back to Kansas City right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Justin Pitts going to the free throw line, foul before the timeout. A 3-2 game, Central Oklahoma in front of Northwest, and Justin misses the first free throw. Both teams a little bit cold from the field to start this game. Northwest 1-5, while Central Oklahoma 1-4. Broncos one field goal, though, a three-pointer. Pitts with the second free throw is good. Ties the game up at 3. Just under 16 minutes left in the first half. Johnson looks off the left wing and gets it to Grayson. Chased by Wealthy. Right side pass, Byford. Out of the right wing for Johnson. Low right side, Byford with the left-handed dribble, jump stop into lane. He'll get called for the travel, and the turnover gives it to Northwest.
So far, Northwest out-rebounding Central Oklahoma 7-1, and of Northwest's 7 rebounds, 4 of those are on the offensive end. Now, they had 3 in one single possession just a few minutes ago.
And this is a good rebounding Bronco team, 3rd in the MIAA in rebounds per game. Off the left side, Endow. And man-to-man defense out of the Broncos. High post left for Doherty. Dribbles to the free throw line. Hands off to Pitts out between the circles. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. Pitts fakes right, goes left. Now through the lanes. Back pedals and dribbles to the right wing. Shot clock down to 6. Into the right corner, Doherty. Dribbles low post right side. Takes it into lane 1 on the shot clock. Puts up the shot. Just barely grazes the rim. Fight for the rebound on the baseline. And we've got a hell ball. Northwest will get it with the possession arrow. Good hustle by Hawkins inside, forcing that hill ball, and Bearcats will inbound baseline right. 3-3 ball game, just over 15 minutes left in the first half. Doherty out to the right wing, hands off Pitts. Dribbles with the left hand, bounce pass to Doherty on the pick and roll, and a two-handed slam as he takes it off the right side. Doherty gives the Bearcats a 5-3 lead. Byford to the top of the key. Looks left side, left wing for Johnson. At the free throw line, Byford once again. Into the right corner with the pass. Finds Hempel into the lane. Fadeaway jumper misses the mark, and the rebound pulled down by Doherty for Northwest. 5-3, Northwest Missouri State in front. On the right side with it is Welty. Between the circles, Doherty. Now left wing, Pitts. Dribbles to the free throw line, lobs it up front for Welty. Touch pass right back to Pitts. Now goes low left for Doherty. Posting up, tries to spin and lost the handle on the dribble. Goes out of bounds. Had a bit of a mismatch with Hempel inside. Unfortunately, Doherty with the dribble on that spin move. Ball goes out of bounds.
Well, if they continue defending the screens like they are, we're going to see a lot of mismatches for Northwest. They're doing some switching on screens, which sets up those mismatches, and Bearcats are trying to take advantage of it.
That's in front, 5-3. 14 minutes left in the first half. Johnson to the left wing, finds Hempel through the lane, out front left side pass. They get it for Johnson, low left for Hammond. Now into left corner, 3 on the way, too hard, and a rebound to Pitts. Is that 3 taken by Johnson and missed? Pitts will take it across midcourt left side. It's a screen by Doherty out front, free throw line. Tries to hook the pass back to Doherty. The pass is tipped away by Hempel, and it is picked up right side for Grayson. Pulls up right wing 3, rims around out. Rebound. The putback is good. pressing more hard for Central Oklahoma was Cole Talbot. We just checked in, and Northwest Missouri State and Central Oklahoma tied up at 5. On the left wing, Welty between the circles, Hawkins, right side pass, Pitts. Screen by Doherty, Pitts dribbles right baseline, the runner is good. A floater off that right side, Justin got it to go, and Northwest Missouri State takes a 2-point lead, 7-5. Johnson now front, looks right side for Talbert, looks on the right wing. And now out front right side for Hempel. Cross court, left side pass Johnson. Chased by Pitts, dribbles to the left baseline. Now to the left wing, Talbot. Back left side with the dribble, Johnson with 6 on the shot clock. Down the lane he goes, bumping a foul. Hawkins on the defense there. And foul coming up on Northwest. That'll be Ryan Hawkins' first foul. And this will get Marcus Johnson to the free throw line. He's a good free throw shooter, 82% this season, 81 of 99. As a team, though, the Broncos, like the Bearcats, struggling at the line this season. Broncos 12th in the conference in free throw shooting percentage. Northwest 10th. Johnson's first free throw is good. 7-6 game, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Central Oklahoma. Hawkins to the sideline, Kurth back in, also Welty back into the ball game. Brett Doherty gets a breather. Marcus Johnson out of Bethany, Oklahoma with one more free throw. And that one is good. 7-7 game, Northwest and Central Oklahoma. 12:46 left in the first half. Winner moves into the championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament tomorrow afternoon. Pitch with a quick drive down the lane. Left-handed layup is up and good. Great first step to the bucket as the layup, and Northwest up 9-7. Pushing it across midcourt, left to right, Johnson between the circles. Left side pass off of the wing. Now with the dribble out front goes Josh Holiday. Dribbles to the right side, out front right for Hammond. Sets up, wants the 60-foot jumper out front. Takes a high bounce off the rim, and the rebound pitch for Northwest. Cats by 2, 12-10 left in the first half. Pitch walks it across midcourt left side. Crossover dribble, top of the key, down the lane right. Runner on the way. This time too hard, rattles around and out of the rebound, pulled down by Holiday. And here comes Central Oklahoma on the fast break. Johnson through the lane to the left baseline. And we'll bring it back out with the pass. Out front left side for Grayson. Bounce pass to the left, Johnson, right in front of the Bearcat bench. To the top of the key, Holiday takes the three, and it's a short off the front of the rim. Rebound in the lane goes to Welty in Northwest. Cats by 2, 9-7. Fitz to walk it across midcourt. Dribbles through the MIAA emblem at midcourt, and will go left side. Dribbles down the lane left. Tyler Doherty into the ballgame right now. Will take a pass out between the circles. Looks right side for Wittes. Wittes to the free throw line. Through the lane. Left side pitch. Dribbles to the left baseline. Steps back. Wants the three from the far left corner. It's no good. A little bit off the mark. And the rebound, Grayson for Central Oklahoma. Fast break. Holiday goes left side. And the left no good as they find Hammond off the fast break. Crashing into the lane. Knocked to the floor. And a foul coming up on Northwest. Ryan Hawkins pick up the foul. That will be the second there. And Northwest Missouri State in front 9-7 and breaking the action. 11:06 left in this first half. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and veterans affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Well, on the Bearcats before the timeout on Joy Wittes, this gets to the free throw line. Jake Hammond, he's shooting two, hits the first free throw, and his second one is good as well. Hammond's first 2 points of the game. Ties this one up at 9 with 11:03 left in the first half from Kansas City Municipal Auditorium. Wittes off the left wing. Out to the top of the key. Doherty looks on the right side and down. Out front Fitz. Getting a tick by Doherty. Dribbles off the left side. Hooks a pass out front Doherty. Right side Wittes. Still drive to the free throw line. Bounce pass on the right side goes to Doherty. Now to Wittes. Up with a shot on the right side. Rims around it now. Rebound on the baseline. Is controlled by Central Oklahoma, and with it is Johnson. Dribbles to the left wing. Left corner. Finds off that left side Hipple. Out between the circles for Johnson. Dribbles left side. And the handout out of the weave for Grayson. Back left side Johnson. Now to Talbot. Into the lane. They get it inside for Hammond trying to post up. And the rebound goes to Northwest, and picking it away is Chris Ebuendow. We're tied up at 9, just over 10 minutes left in the first half. Off the left side, Fitz goes cross to right side, Wittes to the right wing and down. Between the circles, Doherty. Fitz off the left side. Dribbles top of the key, down the lane. He goes as he goes down the lane off the right side. Ball stripped out of his hands and he's fouled. Foul will go on Josh Holiday. That'll be his first foul. We're tied up at 9. 9:54 left in the first half. And let's see, are they going to say the foul was on the floor? Or we've got a timeout here. See what takes place at the moment. It looks like one of the officials coming over to check the video over on the far side, the video monitor, to see if pitch was in the act of shooting or if he was stripped of it and fouled before. Went up with the shooting motion. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Game, Northwest Missouri State and Central Oklahoma tied up here with 9:54 left in this first half. And Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Kramer Sansone is our studio engineer. Tonight's game underwritten by Milne Dinsdale Company, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, and by Pizza Ranch, featuring a daily buffet with pizza and fried chicken. Long and Bomley Auto, located at the 5 Mile corner, just south of Maryville. Again, 9-9 score, 9:54 left in this first half. And Matt Gorder, both teams really just trying to fill each other out here just a little bit in this first half.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. And really, the first team to kind of turn it on is really going to have a big advantage. For Northwest, I think they look comfortable. They're getting a lot of shots off. The shots just aren't falling for Northwest, hence all the offensive rebounds that they've gotten so far. So that's been a big key. They just haven't gotten shots to fall, but they're doing fine in the offense. They're doing fine on the defensive side. They just need to get those to go.
Looks like we have a player who's maybe been scratched or something and bleeding just a bit. We have someone out on right about the free throw line to our left, trying to clean up some little droplets of blood, and one of the officials pointing out where some of those are on the floor.
Somebody was bleeding pretty good, because that's a pretty big area that you're trying to pull blood off of and finding blood.
Boy, another great crowd of Bearcat fans for this matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and not quite as many Bronco fans as you would expect. Edmonds, about a 5-6 hour trip or so from here. But, Bearcat fans have just been all over the downtown area for the last couple of days, excited, having fun, enjoying watching their Bearcats, you know, hoping for the opportunity to do it in Maryville next week. So, it's just been a good time, as it always is. We were joking with somebody the other day. I said, there's nothing better than spending a Saturday in downtown Kansas City during the car show. They kind of looked at me funny. I said, well, the car show is always the same weekend as the MIAA tournament, so it works out.
Now, as we look on our right, and we see athletic trainer Nick Peters for Northwest Missouri State doing the same thing, trying to clean the floor up off of some blood droplets that are there. So whoever the player was that was bleeding, we just pretty much did it all over the floor.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Up and down on both ends, and because now the athletic trainer for Central that was by the free throw line is working her way toward midcourt cleaning up spots.
And there's one more she has to clean up. Boy, taking a little while.
Yeah, and I didn't notice anybody bleeding or anything, and didn't see anybody have to go to the sideline, so not sure where that came from.
Justin Fitz now ready to go to the free throw line. He'll be shooting two as he was driving down the lane just a few moments ago and was fouled going up with that shot. Fitz one for two at the line, and his free throw is good. 8 points in this first half for Justin. Justin averaging 86.5% at the free throw line. And it's the second. Coming into tonight's game, Justin fourth into the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage. Cats up by 2, 11-9. Just under 10 minutes left in the first half. Marcus Johnson walks it across midcourt from our left to our right. Dribbles to the left wing. Bounce pass goes to the left side. Temple out to the top of the key by Eifert. Back down to the left wing. Free throw line. Bounce pass low. Left side for Hammond. A strong pass goes to the right sideline and overthrows. Hempel goes out of bounds. It goes about a yard, row deep on the sideline on the bleachers, and Northwest Missouri State will get it off the turnover. 11-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wittes between the circles. Looks right side for Pitts. On the pick and roll goes right side Doherty. Skips it out front left side. There's Wittes with a three attempt. Rims around and out into the rebound. Into the lane. Pulled away by Endow. Clears it out into the left corner. Finds Wittes again left side. Between the circles, Pitts. 11-9, Northwest in front. Pitts down the lane right side. Right wing gets it to Kurth. Sets up, wants the jumper, and this one off the right side. A little 2 yard, and the rebound to Central Oklahoma. On the break across the timeline, Johnson pulls up left wing out to the top of the key. Hammond dribbles with the left hand and hands off to Hempel as he tries to go to the right side. Gets a little call for a push off, and the turnover give it to Northwest. Hempel with his first foul. 8:59 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State in front. Back into the ballgame, Marquise Grayson. Going to the sideline, Josh Holiday for Central Oklahoma. Fitz inbounds to Nell, and now right back to Fitz as he'll take it across the 10-second line from our right to our left, dribbles to the right wing. Bounce pass out at the free throw line. Endow looks low right, finds Wittes. Wants to post up, takes into the lane. Up for the shot, blocked away off the right side by Byford. That's his second block of this first half. 11-9, Northwest in front of Central Oklahoma. To the top of the key for the Broncos on the dribble, Johnson. Byford left side. Hands off, gets it to Grayson. Back right side is Johnson. High post left, Hammond. Hands off. Now back to Hammond, left side, drives and hits the top off the left side. Took the feed from Grayson and has the bucket. It's now an 11-11 game. Northwest Missouri State in front with 8:12 left in the first half. Hits on the right side in front of the Bronco bench, tries to drive right, and a push and a foul. This coming up on Central Oklahoma.
Pitts was just talking to one of the officials during that last stoppage of play and kind of mentioning, you know, they're grabbing onto me when I go and drive past them, and that's exactly what call we saw right there.
Jordan Hempel that time picks up the foul. That's his second. Now Wittes to the sideline. Welty back in for Northwest. And now inbounds right in front of the Bronco bench. Gets the inbound to Pitts. 17 seconds on the shot clock as Pitts dribbles left. Guarded by Holiday. Dribble to the left wing. Out top of Key Doherty. Quick pass right back to Pitts. Left side. Fakes right. Goes left. Trying to go down the lane. Left side. Cut off. Now to Welty. Welty on the left wing. Out between the circles. Kurth with 3 seconds on the shot clock. Kurth to the left baseline. And the runner rims around and around and in.
Oh, that was going to fall out for sure.
At the touch. A 2-point Bearcat lead. 13-11. To the top of the key. Byford. Right side, Holiday looks low right. Hammond. Out front right, Holiday back to Hammond in the blocks on the right side. Drives on Welty. Spins in the lane. Up for the shot. Foul coming up on Northwest. And this one will go on Fitz coming over on the help side. Will pick up the foul. His first break in the action. 7:29 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 13, Central Oklahoma 11. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, Kramer Sansone, our studio engineer. And for the Broncos, they'll inbound, baseline right, into the right corner for Grayson. Northwest in front, 13-11, with 7:26 left in the first half. Dribbling between the circles, Holiday, a bounce pass to the left side, finds Grayson. Guarded by Kurth, dribbled to the right wing. Kurth with that patented hand clap, out to the top of the key. Holiday, 4 seconds on the shot clock, launches a long three, won't go, and the rebound goes to Endow for Northwest. 13-11, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Hits into the front court right side. To the top of the key. Dribbles left, chased by Holiday. Gassel spread out the offense. A pick by Doherty out front. Pitch dribble to the right side. Out front, Welty. Left side three on the way. Too hard in the rebound. Holiday for the Broncos. Pushes it down the floor. To the top of the key. Through the lane and lost the handle on it. It rolls to the baseline where it's picked up by Kurth for Northwest. Northwest by two. 6:39 left in the first half. Semi-final round of the MIAA postseason tournament. Pitch dribbles to the right wing. Screen by Welty. Back to Welty. Now back out front, right side. Pitts. Creates the line. Finds Welty wide open. Right wing three is good as he rolls in. Ryan with his first buck of the game. Last night had 9 points on a three-point shooting. Left side Johnson out between the circles for Hammond. Now Grayson on the right wing. Lots of low right side for Byford. Back to Grayson right side. Now to Bison once again. Posting up with Doherty on the baseline. Dribbles underneath the bucket. Ball knocked loose. Picked up by Kurth for Northwest. Just under 6 minutes left in the first half. 16-11. Northwest Missouri State in front. On the left side and down between the circle pits. Down the lane he goes. Finds baseline Doherty. Reverse layup off the right side. Good. 4 points for Doherty, 18-11, Northwest Missouri State in front. Bearcats beginning to get a bit of momentum. Timeout Central Oklahoma, and we'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
5:43 left in the first half. Northwest 18 and Central Oklahoma 11 with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Matt, seeing Northwest do what you were talking about just a little bit earlier, where if one team can get just a little bit of momentum going, it would be a huge. And right now, Northwest looks like they're in the process of that.
Yeah, they've scored 7 straight. This game was tied at 11, and Northwest starting to get the feel a little bit and starting to see some shots go down.
Johnson out to the top of the key. Grayson dribbles right side to the right wing. Kind of looked low and gets it for Byford. Now back to Grayson right side to Byford into the lane. As he goes inside, goes up for a little hook shot, but gets called for the travel first. Northwest really bothering the post players for Central Oklahoma when they get it inside as Cavs collapsing a little bit, going into a double and sometimes a triple team on their post players. 18-11, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Fitz walks it across midcourt, right side for Doherty. Right wing Kirk out near midcourt for Fitz. Finds Welty right side into the right side line in front of the bench for Kirk. Low right side Doherty. Doherty in the lane, pushing a foul. And this one coming up on Jake Hammond. That'll be Hammond's first foul. Cats up by 7 and down to inbound baseline right.
Northwest has Central Oklahoma outmatched it both inside and outside. They just need to be able to take advantage of it. And they have been by getting open looks, but just not shooting the ball real well in this first half. Neither team is, really.
Doherty takes the inbound, goes right side, finds Pitts, gets a screen by Doherty. Now back to Doherty on the pick and roll. Takes it to the baseline right side. Little nice pivot move on the baseline and pivoted right around Hammond and lays it up and in with reverse layup.
I think Hammond thought he was going to kick that pass out to Pitts and kind of fell asleep a little bit, and Doherty took advantage.
To the top of the key, Talbot. Flexing into the left sideline, a three put up and good by Holiday from the left sideline right in front of the Bearcat bench. 20-14, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 4:34 left in the first half. Fitz to Doherty into the front court, left wing with one dribble, gives it to Kurth. Now to Fitz out front. Dribble right side, finds Welty. Welty at the top of the key, back to Fitz right side. Shot clock down to 10 seconds as Fitz will dribble down the lane right, pulls up, hooks the pass top of the key. Welty with a three attempt, it's good. Ryan Welty makes it a 23-14 Bearcat lead. 4 minutes left in the first half. Johnson dribbles left side, goes left wing, Grayson. To the top, Holiday. Steps back, wants the free over Welty. It's off the front of the rim. Long rebound to left corner, goes out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State will have it. 3:49 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 23, Central Oklahoma 14. Bearcat fans making noise at Municipal Auditorium. We've got a break in the action, and we'll be back after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Cats with the ball, low post left for Doherty, trying to post up, takes it through the lane, out front right for in doubt, down the lane he goes, gets caught from the air, finds Welty left wing, bring the circles, Fitz, Northwest in front, 23-14, Fitz with a three, it's good! And Dustin into double figures with 12 points, 26-14, Northwest Missouri State in front, 3:13 left in the first half. Off the left side, Grayson. To the top of the key, Talbot dribbles right side, hands off, gets it to Johnson. Dribbles left, trying to get a screen, now takes the three off the left wing, rims around and out, rebound tapped all the way up front, and it's picked up by Johnson for Central Oklahoma. Wayne the circles with his dribble. Broncos right now spreading out their offense. Looks to the left wing. Finds Grayson, who pops up. Right-hander dribble through the lane. He goes with the runner. Rolls out left. Fight for the loose ball in the lane. And is picked up by Fitz. Gets an L to Endell. And a two-on-two break. Endell will slow things up as he takes it into the front court right side. Between the circles for Fitz. 2.5 minutes left in the first half. 26-14. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Fitz dribbling on Grayson out between the circles. Takes it to the left wing. Now out front. Looks low left for Doherty. Posting up with Hammond. Takes it in the lane. Dribbles off the right side. Trying to go up for the shot. Ball knocked loose. And it's rolling toward the left corner as they dive after. The shot clock sounds. And the ball will go to Central Oklahoma. 26-14. Northwest Missouri State in front. 2:07 left in the first half. Coach Talbot goes to the sideline for the Broncos. Corbin Byford back in. And Johnson takes it across midcourt and will dribble left side. 26-14 Northwest. Right side goes for Byford. Hands off out of the weave to Holiday, trying to go low post right, and a foul. Pass went to Hammond, and a foul coming up on Northwest. Foul will go on Brett Doherty. That'll be his first foul. Now they're going to give this on Endow instead, so Endow picks up the foul. That'll be his first. Baseline right, inbound goes to Johnson. Johnson will inbound out front right side. Gets it to Grayson. Low right, Hammond. Pushing up with Endow. He tries to dribble away. Charge coming up. And the foul coming up on Central Oklahoma as Hammond gets called for the second foul. Went into a double team that time, and the ball goes right over to Northwest.
Yeah, you're starting to see Central Oklahoma try to force some situations that may not be there, whether it be that instance there trying to force his way through a double team. They've taken some bad shots hoping for either a call or, you know, something just to fall, but they're kind of forcing the situation right now, and that's helping out the Bearcats.
Minute 40 left in the first half, 26-14, Northwest in front. Fitz dribbles to the left wing, out front for Doherty, back to Fitz, down the lane left he goes, trying to bring it back out to Doherty, but as he makes that little move and spin to get it back to Doherty at the elbow left side, he'll get called for the travel, and the Broncos will have it. In the first meeting, the Broncos scored 12 points in the first half. They scored 14 this meeting, and we got 1:29 left in the first half. Across the timeline, Johnson dribbles to the right wing. Out front right, Grayson. Picked up by Endell. Byford between the circles. Hands off for Holiday. Bounce pass left side. Goes for Glasgow. Ball knocked loose. And Glasgow trying to go after it into the left corner. Couldn't hold on to it. Or block of Northwest. 26-14. Northwest Missouri State up with 1:10 left in the first half. Fitz across midcourt. Northwest has four players along the baseline. Now Welty pops out of that. We'll try to set a screen out front. Double to the right wing. Now Welty takes the pass from Fitz back to Fitz. Now back to Welty. To Fitz. They play catch out front. Shot clock at 8 seconds. Fitz with a long three attempt. Rolls off the front of the rim and the rebound pulled away inside by Byford for Central Oklahoma. Gives it to Johnson. Pushes it to the left wing. Low left side for Glasgow. Spins in the lane. His shot rattles around. Drops down. Damian Glasgow with his first bucket of the game. And it's a 10-point game. Northwest Missouri State up 26-16. 26 seconds left in the first half. A couple seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock. As Doherty takes it low post right side. Trying to spin on Glasgow. Takes it into the lane. Puts it up. And he hits the shot. But gets called for the travels. He's trying to pivot away from Glasgow and go up with that shot. Turnover gives it to Central Oklahoma.
Coach McCollum asking the official, I think he was pushed into that travel, if not traveling of his own will.
With 15 seconds left in the half, across midcourt goes Johnson, looks to the left wing for Grayson. And away from the ball, a push, Welty trying to defend with Holiday, as Holiday is cutting through, and Welty with the collision gets called for the foul. That'll be his first. Fifth team foul on Northwest with 8.1 seconds left in the half, and Northwest up by 10, 26-16. Johnson inbound baseline left, rather baseline right, as he looks to trigger it into the right corner, gets it to Grayson. Out front right for Holiday, backs out near midcourt, 4 seconds left in the half. Holiday sets up, wants the three off the left side, hits the front of the rim, long rebound, put back, and the buzzer is no good as well. Johnson came up with it and took it from the top of the key, but could get it to fall. And at halftime, Northwest going to the locker room with a 10-point lead over Central Oklahoma, 26-16. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Tracker Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest Missouri State 26 and Central Oklahoma 16 as we're at the half of the semifinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. The winner gets Washburn tomorrow afternoon at 3:15. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, Kramer Sansone, our studio engineer. Matt, Northwest right now playing pretty much the way they wanted out of their game plan and making things tough for Central Oklahoma inside.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, both teams really are struggling shooting. Northwest doing a little bit better. They're a little over 40%, but they're forcing Central Oklahoma on Central Oklahoma's offensive end into some bad shots and into some bad situations, and that's what playing good defense will do. The Broncos only had 5 field goals in that entire first half. Now, Northwest, they had 10. It's odd to see just 15 field goals between two teams and a half, but a lower scoring game is fine with Northwest. They know they're going to play good defense and keep that opponent low scoring. We talked about the first matchup, but Northwest held them to 12 points in the first half. Well, they did come out and score 35 points in the second half, so they did play much better in the second half. So Northwest is going to have to be aware of that and have to still step up their game a little bit in the second half of this one.
One thing we saw early in the first half for Central Oklahoma is their reputation being a shot-blocking team came through. They, at half right now, have 3 blocked shots out of this game, a team that goes for a lot of blocks, but I think Northwest has settled down a little bit since that, and they're getting some good looks again, but they're just not falling right now.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's helping in terms of avoiding the shot-blocking is they're keeping Central Oklahoma defensively on the move. 2 of those 3 blocked shots were a help-side defender coming over and blocking the shot, not the on-ball defender. One of them was an on-ball defender that got a block, but by keeping those guys on the move, keeping them out of the lane, that help side can't slide over and get a block shot like we saw a couple of times.
Well, we have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Winner of this game gets Washburn tomorrow afternoon, and Matt, when you look at that matchup prior to this one, Washburn with a relatively easy win, 77-53. Brady Skeens had a big day offensively for Washburn with 24 points, but I think one thing you talked about in our pregame, it just really looked like Fort Hays State was just out of gas.
Yeah, Hayes played an overtime game and a pretty emotional game just to get to that point and beating the second seed Missouri Southern yesterday, so they really had used a lot of their effort and energy there, and it's tough to bounce back from a tight, close game like that that goes overtime and then turn around the next day and try to play well. They just didn't seem to be clicking on all cylinders. Early on, it looked like Hadley Gillum was going to do a solid job for him, but he got into a little bit of foul trouble, fouled out with 9 minutes to go in the game, and they just couldn't get anything going consistently.
I think they just caught in the weekend where the men's side has the three days back-to-back as opposed to when on a Thursday, if it had been last year, where they played opening games on Thursday and then you had a day off between. I think they just got caught in the wrong rotation here for that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you tie that into the emotional game that they played in that first of three in a row. That's what made it a real challenge for them tonight. But Washburn's a real good team. You know, we've seen Washburn a couple of times this year, including once here at Municipal, and it was a better battle in the second game. Washburn has come a long ways from the start of the season, and it's going to be a challenge for whoever wins this one, matching up against Washburn tomorrow, especially since Washburn would need to win the tournament to get into the regional.
26-16, Northwest men up at halftime over Central Oklahoma. We'll be back to have more for you right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonya at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonya provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonya.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
In Kansas City, the site of the MIAA postseason tournament with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, we've talked about this in the past, but this really has turned into one of the premier events, not only for the MIAA, but I think of any conference that holds a conference championship in basketball, this is about as good as it gets.
Yeah, you know, the central location of Kansas City to all the MIAA schools is makes it a great location for it in terms of the city. And then, of course, with Municipal and all the history of college basketball and pro basketball that have been played here, that's neat for people who are just basketball fans in general. But you know, outside of the basketball part of it, you look at all the students that get to be involved in something like this. I mean, you know, you and I have been coming here for 16 years, you know, so it's kind of old hat for us, but you know, there's always a rotation of new students that are a part of dance squads, part of the cheerleader squads. The band has been here the last couple of days. And so for them, it's still a new experience. And for a lot of fans that are students, it's a new experience. And so that's why I think it remains a cool event, is because it is a new experience every year for some people, even though we do see a lot of the same faces down here every year because there is such a great presence of Bearcat fans.
And when you talk about Bearcat fans, they really embrace this tournament. There's a good alumni association branch in the Kansas City area. They come out in full force, organize some things down here as well. And obviously, a lot of the schools in the conference have pretty good alumni in the Kansas City area, but it just seems like the Northwest alumni comes out on a consistent basis much more than the other schools
here. Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, like last night, just walking around the downtown area, you couldn't go a half a block without seeing somebody wearing Bearcat gear or, you know, giving a high five to somebody that was a Bearcat fan or something like that. And I think that's what makes it even more enjoyable, is you just know that the camaraderie you're going to have with other Bearcat fans is going to be there because there are so many out and about during this weekend.
And we're at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Oklahoma, 26-16. We're back and check some of the stats out of this first half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Oklahoma, 26-16. As we're at the half and looking at some of the totals out of the first half for Northwest, 10 of 24 from the field, 41.7%. They're just 3 of 11 on three-point attempts for 27%, and 3 of 4 at the free throw line. They have out-rebounded Central Oklahoma, 17-11. A characteristic for the Bearcats, 6 turnovers out of the first half and 8 for Central Oklahoma. And looking at the Broncos, 26% from the field, 5 of 19, and 2 of 10 from 3-point range, and 4 of 4 at the free throw line. And that pause you heard in the background, a little halftime event they have where they have, really kind of hard to explain, they have a bicycle helmet with a wastebasket attached to the top of the helmet. And then they have a couple fans try to catch a rubber chicken that's being launched from the upper deck and catch it in that basket on top of their head. And it's kind of entertaining to watch.
It absolutely is. And there's not many venues you can do this around the MIAA, so why not have fun doing it during the MIAA tournament?
As we take a look at the rest of the stats, again, for Central Oklahoma, 26% from the field, 2 of 10 from three-point range, and 4 of 4 at the free throw line. And again, 8 turnovers for Central Oklahoma, and Northwest with 6. Like Matt Gorder, the big stat that really stands out, Northwest 17 rebounds compared to Central Oklahoma with 11.
Yeah, and that started out right from the beginning. Northwest did a great job. They held Central Oklahoma to just one rebound over the first almost 5 minutes of the game.
Only one player in double figures. That's Justin Pitts with 12 points. 4 of 9 shooting, 1 of 4 from 3-point range, and 3 of 4 at the free throw line. He also has 4 assists for Central Oklahoma. No one in double figures right now. Their leading scorer is Jake Hammond with 4 points. And again, it's 26-16 at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Oklahoma. We'll be back, get ready for a second half play right after this on the Bearcat Radio.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at KingCityLumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Second half about to get underway. Northwest in front of Central Oklahoma, 26-16. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Comfrey. Our studio engineer, Kramer Sansone. The women's championship game is set. That will have Fort Hays State facing Pittsburgh State. That'll have Lindenwood facing Pittsburgh State, as Lindenwood was a winner over Fort Hays State 59-52. Well, let me get this right. Let's look at this a little bit. I can't read my own writing here. It's Lindenwood with a win over Missouri Western 59-41 and Fort Hays State over Pittsburgh State 52-46. Oh, we got that set now.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you have a 9-12 matchup in the semifinals. Yes. With Lindenwood the 9 seed and Mo West the 12 seed. It just throws everything out of whack.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we haven't seen an Emporia State or Washburn being represented in that women's championship.
Yeah, game, right? Absolutely. You know, it's they've dominated this tournament over the course of the 16 years, but they're still Kansas is represented, I guess, yeah. If you look at Fort Hays State.
So that's coming up at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and then the game that will follow at 3:15 will be the men's championship, and that has the winner of this one between Northwest and Central Oklahoma we're facing Washburn tomorrow afternoon. Central Oklahoma will inbound, and they'll go from our right to our left in this second half. And, Mike, what do we see some of the keys of the second half?
Just continuing to play solid defense, continue to force Central Oklahoma into those situations where they're trying to force the play, force the shot, trying to do too much with the basketball. I don't think it was necessarily frustration, but they just felt a little desperation maybe. And if they can keep Central Oklahoma in that mindset, they'll be able to come out with this win.
Broncos inbound, out to the top of the key. It goes to Johnson, now to Byford. Byford to the elbow left side. Hands off for Grayson. Wants the three out front off the left side. Rebound picked away by Northwest. And Brett Doherty. He'll give it to Pitts. He'll slowly take it across midcourt from our left to our right. Looks left side, Wittes. Out to the top of the key, Doherty. There's a little room out front. He'll drive down the lane left side of the bucket, lays it up and in. As Hammond backed off, they gave Doherty some room out front. He was able to drive down the lane off the left side and gives Northwest a 28-16 lead. On the left, Johnson. Now top for Byford. Dribbles at the elbow left. Now to Grayson. Left wing pass Johnson. Low left for Byford. Back left side for Grayson. Low left Byford. Takes in the lane, spins left on Doherty. Up for the shot with the right hand. Good. His first basket of the game, averages 12 a contest. 28-18, Northwest Missouri State up. Between the circles, Wittes looks left side, Pitts. Gets a screen by Doherty to the free throw line. Right side, Wittes to the top of the key. Is Pitts down the lane. He goes, the runner too hard, and the rebound ripped down by Hammond for the Broncos. Now it goes right for Johnson, pushes it to the right wing, out to the top of the key, Hammond. Lots of low left for Byford. In the lane, he goes, up for the shot, misses, but a foul. Just to go on Northwest. And should go on Joey Wittes. Wittes picks up his second. It's Corbin Byford to the free throw line. It's his first trip this evening. A 69% shooter. He'll be shooting two. And the first one good. Transferred from Oral Roberts to Central Oklahoma. Broncos head coach Tom Hankins was a longtime assistant at Oral Roberts. A free throw by Talbot miss, or rather by Byford misses, and the rebound goes to Pitts. Now to Kurth into the front court. Now front right is Wittes. To the right wing, Pitts. To the free throw line. Lobs it low right side, Doherty. Back out front, Pitts to Doherty on the right side. Doherty in the blocks, takes it in the lane as he tries to spin. There's a little bump inside, and this foul coming up on Central Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's one of the positions that we were talking about earlier where Northwest overmatches Central Oklahoma. It's that post position with Brent Doherty.
Jake Hammond picks up the foul. That's his third. He'll go to the sideline. This gets Fabian Glasgow back in the ballgame. Saw some brief time in the first half. He's a 6'7 junior out of Tulsa. Inbound Doherty, right side Pitts. left-handed dribble to the top of the key. Back to Doherty, low post right side, picked up by Glasgow. Takes it into the lane. Ball knocked out of his hands, but bumped again, and another foul coming up on Central Oklahoma. This goes on Glasgow, who just entered the ball game. He has two fouls, and this time it gets Doherty to the free throw line. Red's first trip there this evening. Just under 50% at the free throw line this season. The left-handed shooter puts this one up off the front of the rim.
So I was talking with graduate assistant Zach Schneider last night, and Brett had the air ball of a free throw yesterday, and Brett was telling Zach, he said, well, I kind of caught out of the corner of my eye myself on the big screen that's behind the backboard, and that's what threw me off.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what Zach said. He goes, yeah, no, it wasn't.
Well, what's the excuse from the other
team? Yeah.
This is the second free throw, 28-19, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Grayson trying to go low with the pass and stepping in front of that pass and tip for Byford with Wittes, and the Cats will get it. Gives it up to Pitts. He'll take it across midcourt. Dribbles to the right side. Gets screened by Doherty to the free throw line. Baseline left finds Kurth into the left corner for Endell. Sets off, wants the three. Misses too hard in the rebound. Pulled down by Hempel for Central Oklahoma. Across the timeline goes Johnson as he pushes it to the left wing. Out front Glasgow looks to the right wing. Grayson to the top of the key. Hempel left side is Johnson. Low left Glasgow. Spins left on Wittes. Windmills the shot, misses it too hard, and the rebound off the right side to Doherty.
And once again, forcing a shot that probably was not there.
Pitts takes it across midcourt, looks left side Wittes. To the left wing is Endell. Now right side Pitts. Out to the top of the key to the free throw line. Cross court right Wittes, long bounce pass, low right Doherty. Fakes left, goes right underneath the basket, tripped up as he tries to get a pass into the left corner for Endell. The pass goes wide to the left of Vindell and to the Bearcat sideline. Northwest with a few more turnovers than what they normally experience in the game at this juncture. 28-19, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Seven turnovers now for the Cats. Off the right side, Hempel. Out front, Byford to the left wing. Hands off as Johnson will take it and go cross court right. Hempel to the free throw line. Through the lane, the runner is a little too hard off the left side, but he was fouled going up with the shot. This goes on and down. That'll be his second. And this will get Hempel to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Again, Central Oklahoma struggling this season. 12th in the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage at 71.7%. But this evening, done pretty well at the free throw line. 5 of 6 so far. This free throw is good by Hempel. His first point of the game. Players to the bench and Welty into the ball game for Northwest. 8-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front 28-20. They were up 26-16 at halftime. Both teams struggling a bit from the field early in the second half. Second free throw by Hempel is good. That's a 28-21 Bearcat lead. 16:37 left in the game. Winner faces Washburn tomorrow afternoon in the championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament men's bracket. Pitts out near midcourt for extra traffic as he dribbles with the left hand. Hempel comes out to pick him up as he runs right into Doherty, setting up the screen. Looks right side. There is Kurth with a three attempt. It's short, rebound tapped into the lane and is controlled by Central Oklahoma. On the break, Grayson to the top of the key, pulls up off the right wing. Now a long pass in the lane for Byford. Spins on Welty up for the shot. It's good. A foul and they'll count the basket.
Central Oklahoma starting to pick up a little momentum here.
Foul on Northwest. And I believe this will go on Endell. Endell picking up his third. And this will get Byford to the free throw line with a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. And his free throw is short. Rebound tapped into the left corner. Hustling after it, though, was Central Oklahoma as Hempel chases after it. And now Central Oklahoma with a chance to add more on the right side. Hempel to the wing. Guarded by Kurth. Out front left for Byford. Hands off for Johnson. Johnson will dribble to the top of the key. At the elbow left, the bounce pass for Byford. Down the lane left he goes on Doherty. End lane, out front left side. Pass knocked loose, picked up by Kurth for Northwest. Got in the passing lane of that one, and Northwest will have it off the turnover with a 28-23 lead.
Central Oklahoma has scored the last 7 points and are on a 9-2 run right now.
Pitts into the front court. Northwest in this second half from our left to our right court side. Out front right, Walton. Cats could use a bucket. This trip down as Endow takes it to the free throw line. Goes left side, Pitts. Shot clock's down to 5 seconds. Pitts down the lane, through the lane, to the bucket. High off the glass and lays it up and in. 30-23, Northwest Missouri State with just over 15 minutes left in the game. Byford out front. Dribbles to the left elbow, gives it to Hempel, down the lane right he goes, stops, pops, jumper too hard, rebound on the left side, goes out of bounds, and blocked to Northwest. Breaking the action, 14:52 left in the game, Northwest Missouri State 30, Central Oklahoma 23. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
14:52 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 30 and Central Oklahoma 23. That's a semifinal round game of the men's bracket of the MIAA postseason tournament. And now off the left side for Northwest. Out front, Pitts looking at man-to-man defense out of the Broncos. Pitts down the lane, the runner, and the floater is good. Northwest needs some buckets. There's Justin Pitts. 32-23, Northwest Missouri State up. Pitts with the last 4 points scored by the Bearcats. Off the left side for the Broncos, Grayson. Top of the key, Hemphill. Low right side, the pass. Byford holds it in the blocks, tries to drive, and a whistle, and we got a charge coming up. Good job by Doherty, standing his ground, and Northwest will get it. Byford with his first foul. Third team foul on Central Oklahoma in this second half. Ryan Hawkins into the game for Northwest. Welty on the floor, along with Kurth, Pitts, and Doherty. Welty between the circles, Hawkins looks left side, Pitts in front of the Bearcat bench. Now it gets a screen by Doherty, takes it to the top of the key, hooks the pass left, Welty. Low left side, Doherty. Now to Welty, left wing, three, got it. 9 points for Welty tonight. 35-23, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Out front is Jake Hammond back into the game. Hammond playing with three fouls. Now to Holliday, old dribble right wing. Low pass goes to Hempel. Had to go down around his knees to come up that pass between the circles. Dribbles left wing. Out front right, Byford pulls off his dribble near the elbow. Gets a pass to Holliday. Drives to the right baseline. Cut off by Doherty. Into the lane with it. A little spin move. Up with the shot. High off glass.
Got away with a double dribble there in the lane.
10-point Bearcat lead. 35-25. 13-17 left in the game. Into the front court. Left side, Pitts. Finds Kurth, who pops out. Top of the key, Hawkins, right side, Pitts on the wing. Screen by Doherty. Free throw line, pulls up. Left side, Hawkins open with the three attempt. It takes a high bounce off the rim, but it's picked off by Jake Hammond with the rebound for the Broncos. As they push it down the floor, Hempel through the lane. Back out front, Hammond trailing on the play. Right wing pass, Grayson. Now to the sideline, Hempel. Dribbles through the lane, stripped loose by Hawkins, but it's controlled by Hammond. Left side, Holiday pulls up, 10-foot jumper, left side, good. Holiday with 7 points, 35-27 Northwest. 12:33 left in the game. Gets to take into the front court, finds Hawkins, then Welty. Off the left sideline, out front right for Pitts. Fakes left, goes right, down the lane, bumped as he goes driving, and a foul coming up on Jordan Hempel. That'll be his first. Hempel's been held to 2 points this evening. He had 20 last night in their win over Central Missouri. Fourth team foul. Northwest will inbound off the baseline on the right side. Cole Talbot back into the ballgame for Central Oklahoma.
You mentioned yesterday Central Oklahoma didn't have many bench points. Well, everybody who's played for Central Oklahoma today has scored at least two.
On the inbound, Doherty takes the pass that was lobbed in, but a collision with Jake Hammond, who just came back out on the floor just a few moments ago, picks up his fourth foul. And Hammond, who had 15 points last night, has four as he walks over to the sideline.
Doherty's got a scratch on the side of his hand, so they're going to have to clean up some blood and hopefully get it bandaged real quick.
35-27, Northwest in front. A low-scoring game. Peters over there has been busy this evening on the blood detail, I guess. First half had to clean up a lot that was just dropping on the floor, as both athletic training staffs for the two teams here were busy with that. 35-27, Northwest Missouri State in front. The inbound goes to Pitts in front of us off the right side. Between the circles he goes. Tyler Doherty into the game, sets a screen for Pitts. He drives the lane left, out front left for Hawkins. Now top the key, Welty. Left side, Pitts. Shot clock's at 6 seconds. Pitts dribbles with the right hand to the right wing. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Through the lane at the free throw line. Fadeaway won't go. Shot didn't hit the rim. And the shot clock violation gives the ball to Central Oklahoma.
Boy, Pitts got pinballed around in there without any call. He's frustrated.
12 minutes left in the game. Northwest 35, Central Oklahoma 27. We'll be back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com. Bearcats with it. Coming out of the timeout, 35-27, Northwest Missouri State in front. In the left corner, Welty. Out front, left side, Pitts in front of the Bearcat bench. Gets a screen by Tyler Doherty. Finds Welty to the left wing. Passes up the shot. Will dribble inside the arc and now give it left side, Tyler Doherty. To the lane he goes. Spins, pivots, and brings it back out top for Pitts. Shot clock's at 4 seconds. Pitts through the lane, to the bucket, lays it up, and in. 18 points for Justin, 10-point Bearcat lead, 37-27 with 11:15 left in this game. On the left wing is Talbot. Out front, Hempel looks right side for Johnson. Cross court, left side, Holiday. Out front, Talbot looks right side, Johnson. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now Hempel down the lane as coming on the help side, reaching in was Hawkins. Came away with the basket, but also see the foul goes on. Welty was there along with Hawkins. This will go on Welty. That'll be his second. He gets called for the foul. Hawkins had a shot at the steal. Yeah. Welty picks up the foul.
I think Hawkins was clean and had the steal there had it not been for the bump by Welty.
37-27, Northwest Missouri State in front. As Holiday tries to push his way out of a double team inside, another foul coming up. Now Hawkins picks up the foul. And now the inbound off the left side goes into the corner for Holiday. Lobs it low left for Fabian Glasgow. Out front right side is Johnson to the left wing, Grayson. And Elaine Glasgow spins in her double team, kicks in the left corner. Grayson open, takes the three attempt. High bounce off the rim, bounce off a couple times, and then Welty clears out the rebound for Northwest. Cats with a 10-point lead, 10:38 left. And down to the left wing goes left sideline for Brett Doherty. Brett to the left baseline, up with a shot, high off the glass and good as he drove on Glasgow. Double figures for Doherty with 10 points, 39-27 Northwest with 10:20 left. On the left wing, Grayson between the circles, Talbot looks right side, Holiday. Chest pass to the top of the key, Grayson. Left side is Johnson down the lane, kicks it back left for Talbot. His three attempt off the wing is good. And he has 5 points, and it's a 39-30 Northwest lead. The Central Oklahoma team just hanging close. And Dow dribbles between the circles to the left wing. Out front, Welty near the jump ball circle. Back to Endell. High post left side, Doherty. Dribbles down the lane on Glasgow. Kicks it to Welty. Back to Doherty. Left baseline. Drives into the lane as he goes up with a shot. Stripped loose and a foul. Holiday will pick up the foul. That'll be his second.
He was trying to sneak up behind Doherty and get a steal without Doherty knowing he was there and just grabbed his arm.
Doherty back to the free throw line where he's 0 for 2. And we talked about his struggles at the free throw line. In practice, though, he knocks them down. That's just something about getting into the game where he struggles and misses another free throw.
Well, a lot of free throw shooting is mental, and he's had the struggles in games, and it's really hard to get over that mentally. You know, you got to knock down a few in a row to really be able to get over that. But then, you know, when do you get to where you knock down a few in a row?
Byford in, Holiday to the sideline. Well, there's one. And Doherty gets that one to fall. He's got 11 points, and it's a 10-point Bearcat lead once again, 40-30. 9:39 left. Johnson, top of the key, Byford at the elbow left side. Finds Grayson, back left Johnson. Low left Byford, kicks it left wing. Grayson out to the top of the key and a three put up and dropped by Johnson. His first three-pointer of the game. He has 40 on the season. Makes it a 40-33 contest. Cats up. Hits, walks across midcourt right side. They run their offense. Doherty steps out to set a screen for Pitts. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now trying to go left side for Endell. Ball is blocked. Goes out of bounds. Right over to Marshall Fay, the assistant athletic director of Northwest Missouri State for media relations. Very calmly picked up that basketball and gave it to the official. Now fits to the top of the key, dribbles to the right side. Down the lane right, he goes. Underneath the basket, goes into the left corner for Endell. The three attempts too hard off the back of the rim, and the rebound pulled down by the Broncos. Pushing it down the floor. Johnson to the right wing. Grayson back to Johnson right side. Cass did a good job getting back on defense as Central Oklahoma trying to run some transition. Low right Byford. And Delaney goes. Spins on and down with the shot. Won't go, but Chris will get called for the foul. That is Endell's fourth foul. And Byford goes to the free throw line.
Corbin Byford.
Byford 1-3 at the line this evening. And his first one takes a high bounce off the rim, hits the front of the rim, and then falls. 6 points for Byford. He had a big night last night, 15 points and 14 rebounds against Central Missouri. His second free throw hits the front of the rim, then the backboard and drops. Either one clean, but he got them to fall. Byford just 3 rebounds into tonight's game. Taps with it off the right side. They're up by 5. Welty, high post right side for Doherty. Cross court left. for Pitts as he tries to drive. A reach in foul coming up on Central Oklahoma. This will go on Marcus Johnson. That'll be his first.
Cats 4 of 8 on free throws right now. Pitts and Doherty are the only two to have attempted free throws in this game, but I have a feeling that's something that's going to be important in the latter part of this ball game for the Bearcats.
And the front end of a 1-1 is good by Pitts. That last foul, the seventh team foul on the Broncos, so Northwest will be going to the free throw line the rest of the way. 8:26 left, 41-35. Northwest Missouri State in front, second free throw good. 18 points for Justin, 42-35 Northwest, 8:23 left. Johnson left wing, scoops a handoff left for Grayson, takes the top of the key, back to Johnson left side. Out front is Vasco down the lane left. He goes, drives his left-handed shot, hits the front of the rim and rolls over. Fabian Glasgow with 4 points, 42-37 Northwest Missouri State in front of this game, heating up off the left side, Kirk, between the circles, Pitts. Doherty steps out, sets a screen, pitches to the free throw line, now dribbles back right. Cross court left, Kurth will drive the lane to the basket, lays it up and in with the left hand. Xavier Kurth with 4 points, 44-37 Northwest, 7:43 left. Out front right side goes Byford at the elbow left, hands off for Grayson down the lane right. He goes with the runner and hits. Grayson with 5 points. For Northwest, they're in front 44-39. Cats' largest lead of this game has been 12. High post left, 30. One dribble, gets a two pitch, top of the key. Dribbles down the lane right side to the right baseline. Finds 30 through the lane, lays it up in, and we've got a foul.
Pitts, very patient, waited an extra second when that double team was coming his way to make sure Doherty was going to be as wide open as possible for that shot.
7-11 left, Northwest Missouri State 46, Central Oklahoma 39. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
46-39, Northwest Missouri State with the lead as Brett Doherty going to the free throw line. Brett trying to make this a three-point trip down the floor. Hit the shot as he's fouled before the timeout. Doherty's left-handed free throw rims around it out. And the rebound goes to Central Oklahoma. 46-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. 7:04 left in this game. Out between the circles, Grayson looks right side, finds Johnson. High post. Vasco at the elbow on the right side. Down the lane he goes, kicks it back out front right. Johnson with a shot fake, now drives the lane and scoops the layup off the left side. And it's a 46-41 Northwest lead. Cats holding on to that 5-point lead with 6:40 left in the game. Right side Pitts out front, Welty. Now to Pitts near the right sideline. Bit of a mismatch here as Glasgow comes out to pick him up. Glasgow at 6'7", Pitts at 5'10". Bounce pass left corner, Hawkins with a long three, got it! 5 points for Hawkins, 49-41. Northwest in front. That's a big bucket for Northwest.
That's a good screen by Brett Dory to keep Hawkins wide open for that look.
Byford off the right side to the top of the key. Now at the left elbow, expires his dribble, needs someone to help out. Central Oklahoma, a lot of standing around on offense at the moment. Dotson between the circles. Bearcats up by eight. Now goes out front, Byford wants to drive on Kurth, goes into the right corner instead for Hempel, takes it up on the right side from 15, too hard, rebound tripped by Doherty, but it's picked up by Glasgow, kicks it out front, left Grayson, he takes a three off the back of the rim, no, but Byford clears the rebound once again. Now front left side, Grayson, between the circles for Johnson, 23 seconds on the shot clock for the Broncos as they spread things out, 5:38 left in the game. Off of the right side, Grayson. One dribble, out front, high post left. Glasgow, out front, Johnson left wide open. Takes the jumper, misses too hard. The long rebound chased into the far right corner by Kurth. Goes out of bounds and will belong to Central Oklahoma.
Kurth upset that there was no foul call as he was shoved out of bounds in that corner.
5:23 left, Northwest 49, Central Oklahoma 41. In the far right corner, Johnson will inbound, gets it to Hempel, fresh 30 on the shot clock for the Broncos. Now to Johnson out between the circles, chased by Pitts. Hands off left side, Grayson, back left side, Johnson, low left, Byford, spins in the blocks left on Kurth, through the lane, stumbles a bit, and will get called for the travel violation. Great job defensively by Xavier Kurth.
And Byford rolled his ankle a little bit, putting him off balance.
8-point lead for Northwest, 5:06 left. Hawkins to inbound and get it to Pitts. 49-41, Northwest Missouri State. Pitts walks it across the 10-second line. He dribbles left, between the circles. Out front, there's Hawkins, sets up, wants the three, he got it. Two straight threes by Hawkins gives Northwest a 52-41 lead. Johnson between the circles, lost the handle on the pass, and going after it is Hawkins picked up by Wilson in the front court left side for Pitts. Pass get it off of the turnover. They tried to get a pass to Glasgow, had his back turned to the ball, and Northwest took advantage of it and gets the turnover. Now Pitts will let the clock roll down. 4:24 left, shot clock's at 14 seconds. Northwest up 52-41, Pitts down the lane, the fadeaway off the left side from 5 feet out here. 21 points for Pitts and a timeout set for Oklahoma by their head coach Tom Hankins. 4:14 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 54 and Central Oklahoma 41. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsulinFarmHome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Bearcats on an 8-0 run. They're up 54-41 with 4:10 left in the game. For Central Oklahoma across the timeline with the dribble, Grayson to the top of the key. Looks into the right corner as Hempel takes it in. Kicks it back out right side for Grayson. Now to Hempel on the right wing. Left-handed dribble through the lane he goes. Tries to force a pass inside and he's picked up by Pitts for Northwest. Again, Northwest has done a very good job clogging up the middle of the lane and causing some turnover for Central Oklahoma. High post right side, Doherty. Out left side, Hawkins open. A shot off the front of the rim. The rebound left baseline goes out of bounds. It belongs to Central Oklahoma. And as before the inbound comes, we've got another break in the action. This with 3:38 left. Northwest Missouri State 54, Central Oklahoma 41. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
3:38 left in the game, 54-41, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Off the left side, Johnson out to the top of the key, Grayson. Right side is Hempel for Central Oak. Goes low post right side for Hammond, playing with four fouls, trying to post up with Hawkins. Up with the shot, and it hits. As it hits the front of the rim and rolls over. 6 points for Hammond. It's a 54-43 Northwest Missouri State lead. 3:15 left. Pitt slows it up as he walks across midcourt. Going to circles with the dribble. Off the left side. Now backs out. Looks over at the Bearcat sideline. As Coach Ben McCollum directing traffic from the far side. It's with 7 seconds on the shot clock through the lane. Keeps it into the left corner for Kurth. His dribble knocked loose on the sideline. And diving after for Central Oklahoma was Hammond.
He ended up calling for a travel.
And now Northwest will inbound. Trying to get the timeout called before he got the travel, but Northwest will get it off of the turnover, and they'll inbound right in front of their own bench. 2:52 left. Northwest in front, 54-43 as the inbound comes to Pitts. Right in front of the scorer's table off the left side, just holds it. They give me a little room out front. 2:43 left. Pitts dribbles to the left wing. Now stepping out to pick him up is Colburn Byford. Byford at 6'6". Pitts will drive past him through the lane. Gets caught off the air. Kicks it left wing for Kurth. Passes up to three. Finds Wittes out front. Left side for Pitts. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts through the lane. Has trouble with the dribble as it goes off his ankle out of bounds. So the Broncos inbound and will take it the length of the floor. But before they do, Josh Holliday to check back in the game. Info goes to the sideline. 2:24 left. Northwest in front, 54-43. Into the front court goes Johnson. Off the left wing, Grayson. Out to the top of the key right, Johnson. The three attempt is good. The second three. And we got a timeout by Central Oklahoma with 2:12 left. And Northwest holding on to a 54-46 lead over the Broncos. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Bearcat basketball underwritten by Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville. Championship Motors on South Main across from Walmart and Compass Dental. Dennis Bruce Waddle and Brian Beardmuller, proud supporters of Northwest Missouri State. We got 2:12 left, 54-46. Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Oklahoma. Bearcats have led throughout much of this game. Central Oklahoma had a one-point lead at one point in this ball game. Northwest's largest lead has been 13. They're up 54-46 with 2:10 left. Winner moves into the championship game at MIAA postseason tournament tomorrow afternoon. Pitch across midcourt. Between the circles. The Cats spread out their offense. Dribbles to the left wing. Just under 2 minutes left. Pitch through the lane. Right side for Wittes. Chases down the pass as it was deflected by Central Oklahoma. Now up front, Pitts with 6 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts will back pedal to the left wing. Launches the long three attempt. Takes a high bounce off the rim. And Kirk trying to come down with the rebound. Stripped out of his hands. Goes on the baseline. Will belong to Northwest. Off of Marcus Johnson.
Yeah, and Johnson let it go out of bounds. And I think they're going to take a look at it because he thought that Kirk was the last to touch it.
1:39 left, 54-46, Northwest in front. It'll be big if Northwest retains possession. Officials going over to the scores table to check out this situation. A reminder that Bearcat basketball underwritten by Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit, brothers Steve and Dan Miller, and Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing. 1 minute and 39 seconds away from a trip to the MIAA postseason tournament championship game for one of these teams. Wasmer Nicobaz awaits the winner. That will be a 3:15 tip-off tomorrow afternoon.
Now, Washburn had a much easier time in their semifinal win than either team here that wins this one definitely will, because this has been a much better battle than what we saw in that other semifinal with Washburn beating Fort Hays State handily.
It's been a defensive battle, and really not a surprise. Of course, Northwest, not only one of the top defensive teams in the MIAA, but the nation. Central Oklahoma is fourth in the MIAA in scoring defense, giving up just 66.2 points per game. So I guess not unexpected that we've got a low-scoring game going. 54-46, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. They've reversed the call, and the Broncos will inbound. And Johnson will take it across midcourt from our right to our left. A minute 33 left. On the left side, Grayson. Out to the top of the key. Johnson wants the three. Good. Johnson with 13 points. Worked his way through a screen as a pitch slipped. Kind of worked his way out of that. And Johnson was open and hits the jumper out front. 54-49. Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitch out front left side. Going to circles now. It's a screen by Wittes. Lines and down near the left sideline. No left for Wittes. Posting up with Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer knocks the ball loose. Wittes picks it back up. Takes it in the lane. Off the right side. Fade away. Good as he banks it. Wittes with his first bucket of the game. Makes it a 56-49 lead for Northwest. Under a minute left. Johnson to the top. Looks right side. Pfeiffer. Already gets him some room on the perimeter. Now to the right wing. Johnson to the right baseline. Dribbles underneath the basket. As he does, a charge coming up. Wittes. Doing a good job sliding over, cutting off that baseline, and forcing the charge.
So Wittes hits a really important shot at one end, then comes down to the other end and picks up a really important charge. Great job by Joey.
56-49 Northwest, 48.3 seconds left.
Yeah, the thing he did there is he was actually a helper. He slid off of his defender to help out, put 1 foot out of bounds, so that way that there's no way that the offensive player can get around you.
Pitts trying to get an inbound against full court pressure, calls a timeout. 56-49, Northwest up, 48.3 seconds left. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
48.3 seconds left, 56-49. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. They're facing full-court pressure out of Central Oklahoma. Xavier Kurth will now inbound against this full-court press. It's man-to-man pressure. Inbound comes to Endow. He'll break it across the timeline. Takes it out to the right wing and is fouled, as chasing him was Cole Talbot. As we get Endow to the free throw line with 44.4 seconds left, and Northwest in front 56-49. Endow's first trip to the line tonight. He's been held scoreless on the season, a 69% shooter at the charity stripe. 6'7 senior out of Norway. Crowd goes quiet as Endow takes the ball from the official. Inside, shoots and hits. 57-49, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Welty to the sideline. Doherty back in. So Northwest going with Wittes, Doherty, along with Kurth, Pitts, and Endow. And Endow trying to increase the Northwest lead, and he hits the second free throw. 58-49 Northwest, 44.4 seconds left. Justin Pitts goes to the sideline. Hawkins into the ball game. Northwest getting a little more length out on the floor as the ball is picked up at midcourt by Johnson. Takes it top of the key. Dribbles left side. Takes a high dribble between the circles. A pass for Grayson. Back to Johnson. Long three over Doherty is good. Marcus Johnson heating up in the second half. Now has 16 points. Northwest looking to go against full court pressure. And the Bearcats call a timeout. They won't get Justin Pitts back into the ballgame. So they stop the clock with 35.5 seconds left. And Northwest in front 58-52. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMillRealEstate.net.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or 582-8800.
58-52, Northwest Missouri State in front with 35.5 seconds left. I'm Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Kramer Sansone, our studio engineer. Northwest looking to inbound again, facing full-court pressure. Justin Pitts back into the ballgame. Red Doherty goes over to the sideline. Kurth to try to inbound, and a long baseball pass at midcourt finds Pitts, who will lay it up and in off the right side. 60-52 Northwest. Johnson in the front court. Goes into the right corner. Gets it to Holiday. He takes a three and drills it from the far right corner. Makes it a 60-52 game. Northwest up with 25.3 seconds left. And Northwest leading and a timeout. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
5-point Bearcat lead, 60-55, 25.3 seconds left. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Bearcat Radio Network. Central Oklahoma keeping things interesting.
Yeah, they're definitely not giving up here, putting up a good fight. And that's, I think that's good for Northwest. It's not too close, but it's close enough that Central Oklahoma has their attention.
60-55, Northwest in front again. There's more pressure as the Bearcats will inbound. 25.3 seconds left. Kurth makes the baseball pass, and on the baseline, we'll call a timeout now. Cats up 5-5. Northwest will again try to attempt an inbound. Coming out of this timeout, that last time when Kurth just hauled off and threw the ball down the floor, he hit pitch right in stride for the easy layup.
Yeah, it was a good pass there by Kurth, and it's a little surprising that Central Oklahoma would let somebody get behind them in that situation, but they did.
Winner of this will move on and play tomorrow afternoon at 3:15 against Washburn. Should the Bearcats hold on and win, we'd be on the air at 2:55 with our pregame. Part of the Bearcat basketball underwritten by Northwest Cell, carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. Along with Tri-State Ford Lincoln, Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Pitzenberger's Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents. 60-55, Northwest Missouri State in front, as they led throughout much of this game. Again, for the Broncos, they had a one-point lead when it was 3-2 in this game, but they have not led since. Northwest has had as much as a 13-point lead in this one, but it's down to five right now.
Bearcat fans that fill the section right behind the bench all on their feet right now.
And the Cats come out of the timeout. Kurth will try to get the inbound. Wittes on the floor with Endow, Welty, and Pitts. All good ball handlers and shooters. Looking at full court pressure, and Kurth gets the inbound to Welty. He's double teamed and fouled, stopping the clock at 23.4 seconds left.
Got to knock down the free throws.
Ryan, 95% on the season at the free throw line, but he hasn't been there often. 20 of 21 at this juncture in the season. Ryan, a very good shooter. And he has 9 points so far tonight. Sophomore out Parkville. Close line. Free throw on the way. Runs in. Double figures for Ryan. 61-55 Northwest. Another big free throw coming for Ryan Welty. And even the free throw. Got it. Just calmly stepped up and knocked down two free throws. Justin Pitts to the sideline. Hawkins in. And the inbound comes to Johnson, races across midcourt to the top of the key, down the lane left. Left-handed layup is good as it rolls around and drops. So Northwest in front, 62-57. Northwest looks to inbound as Kurth chases down the ball as it went loose after it went through the hoop. Kurth with a quick inbound finds Hawkins. Hawkins back to Kurth. Kurth is fouled. And he'll get to the free throw line as Holiday commits the foul. His third, stopping the clock with 13.5 seconds left. And this gets Xavier Kurth to the line for the first time tonight. Xavier, 77% shooter, 40 of 52 on the year. Coming off back-to-back 14-point performances, he's been held to 4 points this evening.
A couple of free throws here makes it a three-possession game and would pretty much ice it for Northwest.
13.5 seconds left. Kurth sights, shoots, and hits. 63-57 Northwest. One more free throw coming to the 6'4 senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette. And he hits the second. 64-57 Northwest, 13.5 seconds left. Pushing it into the front court left side. Grayson wants the long three from the wing on the left side. Misses the long rebound in the right corner. Picking it up is Hawkins for Northwest. And Ryan Hawkins is fouled with 6.2 seconds left. And Northwest will walk the other end of the floor for free throws.
Now you can start thinking of what is a little bit of a nerve-wracking matchup against Washburn in the championship tomorrow.
Holiday picks up the foul, number five. He goes to the sideline. And Coach Tom Hankins, who is a graduate assistant under Bearcat head coach Steve Tapfire many years ago, will send into the game Cooper Clark for the first time, who has a few fouls to go. But just 6.2 seconds left. And Hawkins at the line. And his free throw good. Hawkins, another one of the guys that hit a couple big threes when Northwest needed them in the second half. Now into the game, Jordan London in, seeing his first action. 65-57 Northwest. Second free throw by Ryan Hawkins. Misses too hard. Rebound Hipples chases it down. And he'll get it to Johnson with 3 seconds left. Johnson steps back, wants the three, and misses it off the left side as the buzzer sounds. And Northwest Missouri State moves into the championship game of the NCAA postseason tournament. And they will face Washburn tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Final score, Northwest Missouri State 65 and Central Oklahoma 57. Again, that'll be a 3:15 start tomorrow afternoon here at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. 65-57, the final score. We'll be back again in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, as Northwest Missouri State picks up the win, 65-57. Matt Gorder, a very similar game to last night with Pittsburgh State, only a lot less scoring in this one than what we had last night. But again, one of those games where Northwest just battled it out and did what they needed to do, pick up a win.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, that's what you expect in this tournament. There aren't very many blowouts. You know, we saw one in the other semifinal, but there are very few blowouts in this tournament. And a lot of times, even if you get a team in here that you know you should beat or you feel like you can beat, you're not going to blow them out because that team may not have any choice but to win the tournament to try to get into the regional. So they're going to be playing their tails off because they want to play more basketball. So that's another reason. Not only are there a lot of good teams in the MIAA, but there are a lot of teams playing very hard trying to continue their season.
Yeah, there are a couple guys tonight, stat-wise, probably won't impress if you just look at the box score. But Troy Wittes ends up with 2 points, but he had a sequence there in the second half when Northwest needed to get a little momentum where he had a shot at one end and then goes down to the other end, forces a charge on a Bronco player, or the Bearcats get the ball back. And then you see Chris Endow, who's been held to 2 points tonight, but two very big free throws late in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and everybody has to contribute, even if it's just small, as long as it's a positive contribution. And so those guys, even though they didn't have a lot of contributions, they had important contributions at the right time.
And Ryan Hawkins ends up with 9 points tonight, all coming in at the second half, including a couple big threes.
Yeah, Hawkins, I tell you what, that kid has played so well as a freshman. He's played so poised. He doesn't look like a freshman when he's out there on the court, and that comes up big in games like this.
And Justin Pitts is Justin Pitts.
Yeah. What else are you going to say? I mean, you know, I think we've said just about everything positive we can about Justin Pitts, but he just continues to do what Justin Pitts do.
And that is 24 points, 7 assists, and four rebounds.
Yeah, good evening for Justin all over the floor.
65-57 Northwest with the win. Back with more in the postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dent. events out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com. Also, from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audio Visual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest Missouri State with the win over Central Oklahoma, 65-57. The final score. We're joined now by the associate head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Austin Meyer. And Austin, we were talking a little bit ago about this kind of a similar game last night to Pittsburgh State, only last night's game maybe a little, obviously a little bit more scoring, but it's just one of those games where you had to gut things out and step up and make some big plays to pull out the win.
Yeah, it started especially that first half with our defense. You know, we were really good in the first half, even though we struggled. You know, in the second half we were a little bit better offensively with our flow. We're just not making shots right now. You know, we feel like we're getting good shooters, good shots, and we're not making them right now. But as we told them in the locker room, you know, keep shooting. You know, we're not worried about it. They're eventually going to go in. But our defense kept us in the game early, and, you know, we weren't as good defensively in the second half. We let them get going a little bit. You know, we let Johnson get some threes off. He took 9 threes, which is way too many for a shooter to even get off, much less make some. But, you know, we got early on defensively and then offensive rebounding. We had 6 offensive rebounds, I think, in the first 6 or 7 minutes, and we ended the game with 6. So I know we shot a higher percentage in the second half, but we didn't get another rebound after the first 7 or 8 minutes.
Going up against a very good rebounding team in the Broncos tonight.
Yeah, and you saw the Central Missouri game. I mean, they pounded the glass, and that was a big key going in, that we got to get checks. And, you know, defensive rebounding is one of the things we've spent a lot of time on over the last couple of weeks, making it an emphasis, not just blocking out, but being aware, facing your guy, that, you know, there's some teams that'll go really hard, and then there's some teams that'll stand for a second. You think they're not going, and then they go. So pretty much being aware whether guys are going or not, and if they are hitting them, and then giving yourself space to get defensive rebounds. And I thought we've done a good job. They had a stretch where I think they got, you know, 3 of them in about a 2-minute stretch there. Part of that was Chris was out. You know, Chris is our best defensive rebound, and we like to have him in the game late because, you know, he can get up and get those big-time two-handed rebounds in crowds. And, you know, and he got in foul trouble today, obviously having 4 fouls, but, you know, found a way to get it done.
Yeah, when you talk about finding a way to get it done, too, he only has 2 points tonight, but those are 2 big free throws when you needed them late in the game.
Oh, absolutely. And Chris's mindset, just his demeanor on the bench, you know, for a guy that, you know, is our, you know, second, third elite, whatever he is scoring wise, to only score 2 points. And it wasn't about him. It was, what can I do to help my team defensively, rebounding. He was engaged even when he came off on the bench with foul trouble. You know, he's a team guy, and that's what it's about. It doesn't matter whether you score, you know, you get 20 and 10 or you score 2 points, as long as the team gets it done.
And Witt is kind of the same way. He only has 2 points, but it came at a key junction. Then he comes down at the other end, makes a big play defensively, and really kind of changed a little bit of momentum at that point.
Yeah, I think hopefully that was big for his confidence. You know, he struggled a little bit here in Kansas City, especially coming off probably his best stretch of games. You know, he played extremely well at Lincoln. And then obviously the last time we played Washburn, he was really, really good, and we'll need him again tomorrow. But he struggled a little bit here, but he'll get it going. He's, you know, he's confident, and he's probably trying a little too hard, not wanting to make mistakes. But his shots are eventually going to go in. He still gives us that post-up threat. He can come off ball screens as well, and I expect him to have a good game tomorrow.
A couple guys off the bench are really were big for you tonight, to Ryan Hawkins and Ryan Welty.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Welty, 3 for 4 from 3, and then Hawk hit 2 big ones there in the second. second half. And we need those guys to hit shots. You know, they space the floor. And then with our ball screen stuff, you know, we get pick and pop. We try to find mismatches on when teams are switching and allow them to get shots off Justin's penetration. And we need those guys to make shots, and hopefully we can shoot a better percentage. We haven't shot a really good percentage from three in quite a while now, and hopefully we're saving it for tomorrow.
Well, it'd be a good time, I guess.
Definitely.
And let's just talk about tomorrow. You've got Washburn, third time you face the Washburn, but second time here at Municipal Auditorium after playing them early in the year in that MIAA Challenge. And Washburn's a team that has seen a lot of improvement as this season's gone along, and they were pretty good to start with.
Yeah, definitely. They were, one of the better teams to start, and they just continue to get better. And you know, they had some guys today, you know, especially that had probably the best games of their career. So they're playing at an extremely high level. Brady Skeens is really good in there. You know, he blocks shots. Obviously, he's a defensive player of the year. Really good at getting deep post catches and scoring deep. And then they have shooters around it, drivers. And they're really good. They're playing at a high level, offensive rebounding as well. And it's just going to be a battle tomorrow afternoon.
When you talk about Skeens being a shot blocker, does it help a little bit playing Central Oklahoma tonight where they come in? They've got a couple pretty good shot blockers as well that you kind of had to go up against.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what we kind of wanted. We wanted Brett to kind of get to his face up. If he can get to his face up on a shot blocker and pull him out a little bit more and use that, you know, explosion first step to get by guys, now he's got a little more space to finish, whereas if he's backing down, and saw it early, Joey did the same thing once, you know, he did a great job of getting it deep, but when there's, you know, 6'9", 6'10", in there, it's hard to even get a shot off. So I think, you know, getting them out a little bit more on the perimeter and getting space and driving by him, but you know, you got to attack him. You can't be passive against just because a guy's a good shot blocker. You got to go attack him, use pump fakes, try to draw fouls, and not let it intimidate you.
Well, it's a lot of fun down here in Kansas City. Northwest has had a lot of success through the years at Municipal Auditorium, and go into tomorrow looking for your third straight title in the tournament.
Yeah, and another great crowd tonight, and we definitely appreciate that. Hopefully we'll have a full house here tomorrow and a lot of Bearcat green and have a great atmosphere and get after it.
All right, Austin, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right, thanks, John.
That's Austin Meyer, Associate Head Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Men's Basketball Team. Final score, Northwest 65, Central Oklahoma 57. We'll be back, have the Extra Effort Award right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. And from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at TiffanyCare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at SaveMoLives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, 65-57 Northwest with the win over Central Oklahoma. Time for our Extra Effort Award. When we talked about it a little bit earlier, Justin Pitts being Justin Pitts, and being Justin Pitts, he picks up the Extra Effort Award.
Yeah, he was a part of 42 of the 65 points tonight for Northwest. We mentioned his scoring and assists, 24 points, 7 assists. The Cats scored 18 points off of those 7 assists tonight, including four of the seven being assists for three-pointers, you know, so it was huge. He does more than just scoring and driving to the basket and that sort of thing. When he finds a guy open, they're usually wide open because the help side defense allows that, and he finds those open men, and like I said, that helped him account for, or be a part of anyway, 42 points tonight.
Northwest has a team shooting 51% from the field, 23 of 45, 6 of 20 on threes, 13 of 19 at the free throw line for 68%. That's still an area that Northwest has struggled in just a little bit.
Yeah, it is, and you know, it's something hopefully they get figured out, because in the postseason, that area of the game is critically important to teams.
As far as Central Oklahoma goes, 46% from the field, 36% from three-point range, 8 of 22, and a lot of those coming late in the game. And at the line, they were 9 of 11. They didn't get to the line that often, but 9 of 11 from the line for 82%.
Yeah, so they made theirs count. But like you said, they're really, as over the course of the game, there weren't a lot of free throws shot. Northwest numbers are a little elevated because Central Oklahoma was fouling late in the game.
9 turnovers for Northwest, 17 for Central Oklahoma. Northwest scored 23 points off those turnovers.
Yeah, and you got to take advantage of them, especially when a team has that many. You know, you always hear coaches say, take care of the ball, but take advantage of when you do get steals and when you get free opportunities, technically, from the opponent.
Northwest had 3 players in double figures, Pitts with 24, Brett Doherty with 13, and 11 points for Ryan Wilty. And for Central Oklahoma, 2 players in double figures, 18 points for Marcus Johnson, and 10 points for Josh Holiday. And that's the way the stats look. A reminder that postgame underwritten by Bullen Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bullen Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Back to wrap things up right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center, the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also for Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Losh Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm, ranch, lawn, garden, and automotive. More information is available at OrschlinFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, more at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Municipal Auditorium as we wrap things up. Northwest Missouri State with the win, 65-57 over Central Oklahoma in the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. Up next, the championship game tomorrow afternoon as the Bearcats face Washburn. Printed materials we had it at a 3:15 start tomorrow, but they announced here and also on their website it's a 3:30 start tomorrow. So.
Yeah, they said, and you know, that I think just gives them a little more time because the women's championship is first and, you know, they'll cut down the nets and all that sort of thing. So I think it's just giving them a little bit more time to make sure that the game starts on time.
So we'll be on there at 3:10 with their pregame tomorrow afternoon, and that ought to be a very entertaining game in Northwest and Washburn. The first two meetings have been a lot of fun and shouldn't expect anything other than that tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, Washburn's playing as good as they've played all year. You know, we did see them just a couple of weeks ago or a few weeks ago, but they're playing as good as anybody right now. So it'll be a challenge.
Again, we'll have that for you tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 tip-off, 3:10, pregame along the Bearcat Radio Network. And, Matt, it's been a fun weekend, and always a lot of fun down here, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's always a blast when it's a full weekend, too, and that's what it's exactly going to be.
Well, we've been a little greedy, but we've had a few of those.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right, again, thanks to everyone involved with their broadcast. Matt Gorder here at Municipal Auditorium, and Kramer Sansone, our studio engineer. Again, we'll be back with you tomorrow from Municipal Auditorium, 3:10 pregame at 3:30 as tip-off. For everyone involved with the broadcast, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Municipal Auditorium.